You're listening to a podcast from thisistheshow.co.uk.
Don't wanna know. This is the show. How the good birds go. Oh yeah.
Welcome to This Is The Show. I'm Andrew Moyer. Today I am joined by singer-songwriter William Freeman. His first single, Lend A Hand, was released this week. Welcome, William.
Hi, how are you doing?
So, just tell me a little bit about that single then.
Yeah, it's a new single. It's been released on Acre Records, which is a small label, and now it's an independent label in Glasgow, and I wrote the song about a year and a half ago, and the day before I actually went in to record it, I was going to record my EP, but I changed my mind the last minute and ended up recording the single.
So do you take a different approach when you know it's going to be a single than you would say if it was just a track going on an EP?
Yes and no. I tried to pick my strongest songs. So I thought the one I did record probably was one of my strongest songs, and the B-side as well, Who Needs a Son, I think it ties in quite well with the main track on it, and I think they actually, when I wasn't like 100% sure how they would tie together, but after hearing like one song into the other, it goes really well, so I'm really pleased with it. So yeah, I'm happy with the choice I made of songs anyway, so yeah.
And you mentioned Acre Records, indie label, pretty cool label. How did you get to be involved with them?
I was playing a gig one night in Peel Vivo, and one of their artists on the label was playing. So I saw it, must have been on Facebook, I saw them. I just decided to send them a message saying, you know, maybe meet you tonight or something. And I ended up playing the gig, and after like one song I snapped a guitar string, and then I tried to put another one on and snapped again. So like the gig didn't go too well itself, but I got an email the day later saying, you know, would you like to meet up and talk and that, and so I met with Andrew, and then he's really interested in my music, which is really nice of him, and kind of just escalated from that, and then played as part of their Acre Record gig a month ago or something, and they're just kind of taking me on as part of their team, which is I'm really happy about. So, and when I talked about the single to them, I sent them the tracks and said, you know, I'd love to release it. So I think that was the best option for me and my friend Colin.
So does it make a big difference to you as an artist to be able to have that support network there as a label rather than trying to self-publish?
Yeah, it really has helped. I mean, the guys, the marketing team, and just all of them, like even the other artists on the label have been like really supportive of the new single and that, and they've all like spread the word about it. And I mean, I don't mind doing that. I just think they've done a really good job, and like I'm kind of busy with college and stuff just now, so it is a bit of a hassle sometimes to try and promote myself. But they've done it all for me, so it's been really helpful.
Now, you mentioned you're at college, you're studying music production. Has that changed your perspective on how to record a track or how you conceive a track in the first place?
Yeah, it's massively. I mean, even stuff like going to gigs, I think I spend more time like kind of looking at them, like mixing console, than I do actual the band on stage, which isn't great. But like, even in the studio and that, I recorded my other EP in a studio, and at that time I was just kind of still learning about like the whole like in the studio stuff. But like when it came to recording this one, I was really kind of my friend that plays the keyboard, he's in my class at college, so we're both like kind of found ourselves being really precise of how we wanted it to sound, and like even when mixing and mastering it, my friend Colin from college like the keyboard player, he did it as well, so that helped as well, so because he's like, really, really good at it, so we found ourselves being like really precise of, as I say, how I wanted it to sound, so I think we've managed to make it sound pretty reasonable, so yeah, has changed a lot from when I first actually recorded in a studio. It was back in the northeast from where I'm from, and I didn't really have a clue what was going on, so and I remember listening to that and thinking it was amazing, but looking back now, it's pretty terrible to say the least. So yeah.
And is that somewhere that you're comfortable? I know a lot of artists really regard playing live as where they want to be. Are you quite comfortable, quite happy recording over and over again in the studio?
Yeah, I do prefer playing live. I like the atmosphere, but in a studio as well, it is good because it's kind of like all the songs you've wrote, you're kind of, you know, in the recording stage, you're kind of just putting them all down, and then when it comes to mixing, you know, you're making it sound how you want to sound, and then like when it's like fully mastered and like just kind of tweak it to how you want it to sound, and it's, I mean, the lend a hand sounds totally different from like how it does live. Well, not totally different, but it's a good thing about studio is like because it's only me and my friend Colin, we added a bass and a drums, which obviously we couldn't do live unless we had a full band, so in that respect, like, it's, I feel really comfortable in that, and I've always got ideas of how I want a track to sound, so I feel pretty comfortable. Yeah, I mean, I still get a bit kind of awkward when I'm singing in front of people, but it's honestly after a few takes I'm just like, yeah, just, yeah, I'm fine with it, so I do feel really comfortable now, so which is good.
Now, a lot of artists work with producers and that can change the sound. Now that you do have that knowledge, would you say that you would always want to produce your tracks yourself, even if that does involve a lot of work?
I'm not sure if I found the right producer with the same kind of ideas and kind of, you know, I'm not sure the word, but like kind of same goals as such, or you know, how he thinks it should sound, and I think it, if I thought it sounded good as well, I'd obviously go with the producer, but just now at the level I'm at, I'm just happy with my friend Colin doing the mixing and mastering stage, because he's got like a lot of knowledge about it because he's done it before, and I'd feel a bit worse if I like speaking to someone like a proper professional and telling them how it sounds, but with Colin it's just like my friend and he knows like kind of what sound we're going for as well, so that's good just now. I like it how it is, so wait and see.
Now you mentioned perhaps being a little awkward singing in front of people. Have you never been tempted to go down the band route, or would you see yourself very much as a solo artist?
I used to play in a band when I lived back up in the northeast, and I just, no one else wanted to sing, so I put myself on vocals, you know, I put myself forward for that, but I think that's really helped. I mean I've seen a huge difference from when I used to be in the band to now I'm really confident in myself, and not overly confident, but you know, I like playing live and that, where as opposed to when I used to be like kind of nervous about performing in front of people, now that the band's given me confidence to kind of do the solo stuff, so it has helped a lot.
So your debut EP, Sirens, it was released late last year. How would you say your sounds evolved since that record was released?
It's probably the main thing is, again, my friend Colin joining me and playing keyboard. It kind of adds a totally different sound to it. And even people that have seen me live from kind of last year to now have, you know, they came and saw me all the time, but they've said, like, it's not a totally different sound. I mean, I've still got the roots of like how I play like acoustic and that kind of music, but it's like totally been given another kind of aspect to it with the keys, and I suppose if anything it even makes it more kind of, I think someone in a review he used it like dreamy. I suppose it is quite dreamy. It's like kind of that kind of music you'd listen to like after getting back from a night out and just like 3 o'clock in the morning kind of music. But no, I think the sounds evolved lots from the Sirens EP. So, but still kind of sticking true to what I'm kind of about in my music, which is kind of honest songs and lyrics and something I like doing. So.
Do you write differently from a coastal town than you do from in a big city?
With the band stuff, yeah, that was a lot different because nothing really much went on. I suppose it's just like when we were young, just like 16, 17, writing typical stuff about kind of, you know, like getting drunk and stuff. But now when I moved to Glasgow and ripped that Sirens, it was, the title track and it's Sirens just kind of says it all. Kind of how it's totally different, like I kind of moved in, you know, from being in a coastal town to like never hearing ambulances or police, and then coming here and hearing every day, you know, like from my flat as well. It's like I've sometimes counted how many heard a day, and it was like an insane amount. So that it did change the way I wrote as well, and the second track as well, spare some changes, like it's the difference from a coastal town coming here as well, which is seeing people on the street, you know, begging and that. And I wrote that song about that, so yeah, it's totally changed my music. But the new EP, that's kind of back to my roots of kind of, I suppose it still has aspects of, I wrote the second track in Glasgow but the first one back home, so kind of blended the two together for the third one, so yeah.
So have you got quite a significant catalogue to call on? Would you be able to go in another day and record another EP then?
I would, yeah. I've got lots and lots. I wrote most of my songs when I started writing acoustic stuff was back home. Probably had about 7 or 8 tracks. I mean, they're not great, but I could, you know, if I were to go into the studio, I'd be pretty happy to record them. And I've wrote lots of songs here, so probably got about 15, 20 songs, but I only play about 6 of them live, so I've chosen the best ones out of them and the most kind of newer ones to play there, so yeah.
So the EP coming out in autumn, I believe, are you going to be playing a lot of gigs to support that?
I'm going to try, I'm moving back up north for like the summer and that, but when I'll be back in Glasgow in like August, so in the build up to the EP and after the EP I'm going to try and do as much, yeah, kind of pre-promotion and after promotion of that. And I play the songs live now. I've been playing them for a good 3 or 4 months because I wrote the EP earlier this year, so as I say, like before I went to the studio I was going to record it but ended up doing the other one just because time constraints. I felt a bit under pressure. Well, not under pressure for the single, but I would like some like bit more freedom to do the EP and kind of get it precisely how I want it to be, I suppose. Yeah.
So how many tracks are you thinking are going to be on that EP?
There's going to be 3. It's there's a big, I've had it planned for ages. It's going to be 3 tracks and it's going to be called Brother. Or brothers, I'm not really sure yet, but it's about my 3 brothers and there's a track about each of them, so that's the idea of it, cause it's kind of 3 really different people, so I thought it'd make a good EP.
And do you think that's quite important to actually have a cohesive feel rather than just a collection of random songs?
Yeah, I mean, like even with the Sirens EP I tried to kind of make it a little story in that as well, and I think these 3 tracks are going to be a story as well. And even the single, the 2 songs in the single is a little story in itself. I think like any EP I would record an album to kind of be like not just songs, it'd be like telling the story from start to finish, and that's what I like to do. I like to not just random songs thrown together, you know, I like to actually people to listen to it and like try and grasp what I'm singing about, I think. Yeah.
So you've got a single and a forthcoming EP. Is this all building up to an album?
I hope so. One day. I'll wait to see. Maybe next year, hopefully. We'll see how everyone reacts to the EP, and hopefully someone will offer me a chance to record an album. And then, because I'll probably spend, there's not a great amount to do back up north. I hate to say that, I mean, I love it, but there's not a great amount to do, so I'll probably start writing songs there as well. And hopefully, yeah, I probably should one day, hopefully, record an album. But so they have to wait and see.
And is that what encouraged you to pick up a guitar in the first place, the boredom up north, or was that just something that you did otherwise?
No, yeah, I suppose it was kind of boredom. At the same time, it was partly to do with my family up there, kind of all being musically involved in that, and like when everyone from the band went away to uni, I still wanted to play music, and I've always found it a way of kind of, I've never been great with like words, but if I put them into a song, then I find that the best way to communicate with what I'm feeling and stuff.
So you've written about all your brothers, as you've mentioned. Are they quite encouraging, or are they quite proud to be involved in that?
Yeah, then it's 2 out of 3, I would say. One of them lives in Ireland, so he's my brother Nick. He's really, really supportive of everything I do. So they're all older than me as well. So I think the youngest one still lives up north, but he's 23. I hope he's 23, because that'd sound bad if he's not. But yeah, him up north, Richard, he's really supportive. But the other one, Alex, I think he lives in Leeds, but I couldn't really tell you because it's kind of a long story, which I don't know everything about, but I haven't really spoken to him that much in about 6 or 7 years, maybe. I haven't seen him in that long, and the track is called 6 or 7 Years, and it's quite a sad track, but I suppose Alex makes good songs sometimes, so yeah, I'm sure he is supportive somewhere if he ever spoke to me. So yeah.
And is that something you always need to do with a song? Do you find the tune first, or is it an emotional hook that you're trying to express through music?
I'll be walking along the street sometimes, or sitting in my flat, and I'll pick up the guitar and kind of maybe have some chords that I've written a few months prior to that, and I'll just be in this kind of mood where I'll just be like, okay, and then these lyrics will spring to my head, and I'll make a note on my phone or something, even if I'm like out of the flat and that, and I'll come back to it and work on it, probably change it a bit, and then that's basically how I do it. Sometimes it's music first, sometimes it's lyrics, so it varies.
So we've talked a little bit about playing live. Is there any particular venue that you really enjoy playing at in Glasgow or beyond?
I like them all, to be honest. I mean, they're all like really good. I really like the intimate venues. Played the Roxy a month ago, and that was really good because like for acoustic gigs it was tiny in there. But I think because I love them all that much, I probably have to base the best venues on probably the cheapest pint. So I don't even remember that where that was. But no, they're all really good in Glasgow, and up north it's mostly like pubs and that, which is still good. And like, one of them's closed down now, which I played quite a lot, which is a bit of a shame. But up north, there's not so many venues. One of my brothers, Richard, I was on about in the EP, his friend runs like a promotion kind of thing up there, and he's always putting gigs on, so he's done a lot for up there, because without him I don't think there'd be that much. So he's done a really good job, and he's got some really good bands playing in like it's a town next to us, but still like pretty small, and he's got some really good people up there in the past, and he even put a festival on a couple of years ago, and I think he's going to do one this summer as well, so that's something to look forward to. So, yeah.
Will you be playing?
I hope so. I hope he puts me on. Yeah. No, I think he should. Wait and see. But yeah, I hope he does. yeah.
Was that something with you growing up? Was there a lack of artists playing around you, or was there plenty of musical inspiration to draw from?
When I in Walsey, like up north, there was lots of artists. There was just a lack of kind of. As I say, he's about the only one I really know that puts gigs on, like kind of on a regular basis. Apart from him, it's a shame up there, because I think there's a lot of good music up there. So it just needs a bit more kind of places to play and studios and things like that. I think it just needs more of a kind of support from, I don't know, the council, whatever deals with that. I think it just needs more support, because I think it is a good music scene. It just needs, yeah, a bit of a helping hand as such. So, yeah.
Well, that probably about wraps it up. Is there a track of yours that you would like to play out with?
I'll go for Lend a Hand, yeah. I probably should. Yeah, Lend a Hand.
Okay, William Freeman, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you.
No. is the show.